Okay, now, what were you saying about the podcast?
I said...
I had to get the podcast started for
tonight. Oh, I got you. Anyway, I happened to listen to the night that I think it was just you and Steve going as a duet.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
By the way, I listened too. I didn't know there was a podcast.
And there was a lot of trash talk and a lot of smack talk going on between the two of you. Just the few minutes that I heard, it was really, I mean, unnecessary.
You didn't listen to all of it?
Something to the effect that he needs to man up. You know, that he's a wimp sort of kind of thing. Clark, did you hear it that way? Is that the way you heard it?
I listened to the beginning really well.
I don't remember.
And then I double checked on the picks to make sure I didn't get anything. You know, I didn't get robbed there because, you know, there's questionable calls sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was pretty rough. So y'all could not think of anything else to talk about that night except me.
I mean, we were stating facts, and we did not mention names, but we said some people just can't play hurt.
In all fairness to Brian,
I didn't really hear anything much
come out of him. It was mostly you, Luke.
I just drove the bus. I didn't.
Oh, you drove it all right, right off a cliff.
No, I didn't wreck it. He wrecked it, baby.
But anyway, it's nice to know that you're missed when you're not here.
We're glad to have you back. I hope the rehab went okay for you, and you're back off the deal.
I don't think there was rehab for what he had.
No, that not that one. There's no rehab. It's just get over it, buddy. And if you've ever had a kidney stone out there, you don't want one, okay? Just that's all I want to tell you. Have you ever had one?
No. You?
No, don't want one.
And they say once you get one, and it can happen at any age or any time. My first one, I was 26 in my first one, and they cut me all the way across my rib and took part of my rib out to get that kidney stone out. That's how it all started.
Ooh.
And since then, they've been actually minor. You know, I've passed a few, and then I've not done so well. So anyway, there it is.
I apologize. I didn't realize
this is big time radio right here.
Man up.
and I'm still hobbling a little bit from the surgery, but we're getting a little bit better, I think, overall. But and I'm glad everybody's back together. And actually, this is our final show together. We're going to have another 2-hour trivia show next week, but this is our last show with the guys. They've got to work on next Thursday, which they've got to do school duties, which is understandable.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so if they call in, they don't get any pizza.
Oh, okay. All right. They have paying jobs then.
And I don't know exactly what we're going to talk about tonight, but there's no more high school football except we can talk about the games coming up this weekend. And, of course, unfortunately, Rutherford County not represented again. It's just kind of a heartbreak. But we are going to talk about the Oakland-Maryville game. We'll talk about that a little bit as well. We'll also crown a new Pigskin Pick champion tonight. And I just want to say right off the front, there will be about a 10-minute commissioner slam.
He's got a speech.
I thought you were saying it's time for the – I got my acceptance speech.
Well, I want Brian to look up some music, like some British, you know, royalty music for you to bring the new champ in, you know, or maybe something, you know.
Queen.
Yeah, something like that. You're the champions.
This is for you, Murfreesboro.
I mean,
I'm really looking forward to that segment. Anyway, I walk in tonight, and I've been asking for a year, Clark, for my plaque or my, you know, something.
You got it?
No, I had to ask for it after I saw yours. I had to actually ask the commissioner for mine. It's not framed. You notice it's not framed? Okay, it's the only year I can remember that a trophy or a plaque or something was not given, and it was last year.
It is officially signed, though.
So I made amends, but do you see how he signed it? It's like really hatred, Brian hatred, kind of Barrett right there. I mean, it's really
and with a crayon,
it's not fulfilling. We got a surprise for you too.
All right,
Steve, tonight, yeah,
right.
We do all that coming up. I mean, what more could you want, really? I mean, we don't talk about sports at all. We just talk about Clark's victory. That's really good.
Oh.
But you've got some talking about a champion, a winner, ideas, tease. Let's talk about them a little bit.
Well, this week they have got some special things going on, including, I guess, tomorrow would be your last day to get on these. Cyber Monday kind of turned into Cyber Week over at Ideas Tees, where you can save 30% off of Blue Raider merchandise at Raider Tees. So you need to get online and get that shopping done at RaiderTees.com. Save 30% on items in the store. Plus, if you've got that special someone who is maybe going to the Popeyes Bahama Bowl, coming up on the 24th on Christmas Eve. Well, they need to get some Blue Raider gear to head down there and enjoy sunny Bahamas. So get that over at Raider Tees, 910 Ridgely Road. Just turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's. They even have a stocking, an MT stocking in blue for your favorite someone. Maybe it's you. Santa hats in blue with an MT logo on it. You can get anything. Ornaments, they have it all over at Raider Tees. IDS Tees is busy this weekend at the state championships in Cookeville. And they are the official TSSAA merchandise source as well, and have been for many years, making those events very special for our young people and their families. IDST is bringing you the show tonight.
All right, thank you, Brian. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll start off with do you have to leave early tonight, Clark? Are you good?
I'm good.
Okay, all right. So we'll hold off on the pigskin pick ceremony.
It is only an hour show.
Oh, the commissioner's really getting on my nerves tonight. We'll be back with more of Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees.
Have your feet been hurting you? Well, then you need to try Fleet Feet Sports, like Bart Walker did here at the station.
My feet were killing me, and the doc said, you need to go to Fleet Feet, because they know how to measure your feet. Well, they measured my feet when I was sitting, they measured them when I was standing, then they tried on some shoes and had me walk back and forth. Thanks to Fleet Feet, my feet no longer hurt.
Fleet Feet Sports. Stop by today. They're at the corner of Medical Center Parkway and Thompson Lane, next door to Carrabba's. Fleet Feet Sports.
For over four decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930. 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student athletes from Fans Heating and Air. Craig's Tax Service.
We perform tax preparation, individual tax returns, corporations, partnerships, and all your payroll bookkeeping needs.
Brett Craig with Craig's Tax Service.
Craig's Tax Service is located just off Memorial on Heritage Park Drive. You can contact us at 890-2233.
It makes sense to get help with your taxes. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
We are proud to support all Rutherford County student athletes.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
DirecTV by Intersource.
I know what teachers go through. I know the sacrifices they make.
And that's why Andy DeGraw says DirecTV by Intersource partners with Rutherford County schools on so many projects.
It's something that's close to me personally, and I made it a cause for Intersource to really try and support the ones that are educating the people that are going to grow up and be making a difference.
Intersource.
615-815-1800 and online at intersource.tv.
Hello, my name is Becky Lanier, and I work for my customers at Franklin's Printing. We help with your marketing and printing projects. Do you wish someone would help you with a few new ideas on your business? If you're like a lot of busy managers I work with, it's really hard to come up with new ideas for that brochure or sales literature. Let me help. That's what I do. Fresh ideas that work. We have almost 20 years experience to prove it and hundreds of satisfied customers too. Call me, Becky Lanier at Franklin's Printing. I can help.
Get to a better State Farm.
Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know. I'm Jeannie Allman, and I'm that State Farm agent. 896-2013.
Get to a better State Farm.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm agent Bonnie King, and I can help you get to a better state. 220-2210.
Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, streaming worldwide at WGNSradio.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
And welcome back. And we are going to get our first segment underway, talking a little bit about the Maryville, I guess, well, I don't want to say dynasty, but they've won a bunch.
Y'all were up there, right? Through Rutherford County.
Yeah. And this year we kind of felt like we had a good shot. And did you go to the Oakland?
I was at Ravenwood.
Ravenwood.
In Whitehaven.
We broadcast that game. And Oakland, I thought, really had a good game plan. I really thought Kevin Creasy did a great job of coaching in that game. But they could not, when they got in the red zone, they couldn't come away with enough points and, you know, had a couple field goals and didn't score one time. And I really kind of thought that was the turning point of the game.
Phantom call late, you know, on Jacoby Stevens kept them in, from a first and goal at the two. The block in the back, I think, was the call there. Wound up coming back. I mean, it was and they didn't score. It just made it really, really tough on them. And I've never seen a game where you can see a couple of calls that go one way, and you feel like it made a big impact on the game. That play and the one where they threw the flag on the sideline, it should have been sideline interference instead of a sideline warning because the play was going, and they threw a flag. But
on Maryville,
correct. And instead of being a sideline interference call, it was a sideline warning. And I thought that play was big because they went on to score, I think, on that drive. So a couple of plays in there. Yeah. I think that was frustrating.
A big turning point, the Jacoby Stevens interception. He runs it down. They call that back, you know, because he'd gone down the two and there was a penalty.
Right, that was the big one I was talking about.
And they call it back and they get from the 17-yard line instead of the two. And failed to put enough – didn't get a touchdown. I can't remember if they did. I think they got three out of it. But those little things like that. And but overall, I thought Oakland played really well. Defensively, it's probably one of the best games I've seen a team play against Maryville.
Well, they were better matched up to Maryville than Blackman. Obviously, Oakland won the region. I mean, they did that. There was a reason why they won the region. You know, so, yeah, they were matched better with Maryville. But definitely probably had a chance to win that ball game.
And
well, I mean, it was late, and it was a one-score game. I mean, and it was really a one-score game, period. There was a late score by Maryville, but I think the win was already out of the sail.
Yeah,
it was
over before that. But 2014, they had the ball and couldn't do anything with it. Maryville rises to the occasion, I guess, again. I will say one thing about Maryville that I've always noticed. They always have a good quarterback, a really good quarterback. This kid that's a sophomore is the real deal. I mean, his velocity on his throw, I mean, it's and the LeBrock kid. The Brock kid is pretty spectacular as well. But they always answer. On them, they answer within 2 or 3 minutes of what you scored. I mean, it's just amazing how they do it.
Well, I mean, what happened to Blackman or happened to Oakland right before the half, you know? Oakland – or Maryville scores, they get a field goal. Oakland holds them to a field goal. And then they kick off to Oakland. And what happens? Oakland trying to make a little something else happen there, maybe, you know, just making a football play. Ball comes loose. Well, Maryville scores again. And we said, you know, it was kind of a victory for them to hold them to three. Well, they got six instead of seven, you know. And so then that takes away that moral victory.
Another late score at the half. I mean, that's their motto.
They scored two field goals. You know, in the final 2 minutes, they scored a field goal, and then after the fumble, they got the ball right back in field goal range already and were able to punch that through for another three. So in the last 2 minutes before the half, they seemed to score, and they take away any momentum that you might have.
They've got a kicking game. They've got a quarterback. They've got receivers at the skill positions. They've got what you got to have to win. And a pretty good line, too.
And their quarterback, wish I knew his name, he's – like their second string quarterback.
Yeah, Hopkins.
But
Hopkins in it.
He probably is their first string quarterback.
Yeah. Well, if he's the second string guy, I'd like to see the first string guy.
And what you noticed about Maryville is they had a bunch of average looking size kids with exceptional speed in every position.
Did you see the center?
Yeah.
He was like five eight.
He was a little bitty guy, but I watched him a couple times too.
He was good, buddy.
And just isolated on him during the Blackman game, of course, that. He was a real football player. But when you look at that team, you're not saying, man, they got a bunch of college players. Kids are going to sign. I don't know. They'll have some kids that sign. But Oakland's got more,
I guess,
impact players, you know,
than
Marable.
So how does he do that year after year? Because, I mean, I don't remember the last time that they had a team that just passed the look test.
No, none of their teams passed the look test. I mean, they always have one that does.
Sure.
But, you know,
not for a 6A team like the athletes we're
used to
seeing.
A 5A team playing 6A.
Well, yeah. the teams that we're accustomed to seeing here.
No, they're a competition.
Yeah.
Probably pride, pressure from the town.
Coaches. I think
coaches that are really good coaches, and a lot of them.
And they stay. There's not a lot of turnover.
Not much turnover.
Well, they
at
get
all.
In the games, like I said, fundamentally sound.
Yep.
They do not beat themselves.
They do not. Expectations. You know, they're expected to. I mean, when you walk in and you look at the banners across the end zone, I mean, I looked at them. I said, oh, they got beat in 2012. Yeah. They got beat in 2008. And that was probably.
You know, even the stadium itself, because it's landlocked and it's kind of just in there with kind of squeezed in there. But it makes it kind of imposing because it looks like everybody's right on top of you when you go out there. I didn't feel like Oakland was intimidated at all, though.
No.
I did not get that impression the whole night. They played as well there as any team I've seen, that it just didn't show any intimidation at all. They just couldn't get in the red zone. They had a chance to score in the early and couldn't put it in. And, you know, Maryville gets a first down, those kind of things. It's just amazing. But that kid, that quarterback, he's the real deal, I'll tell you.
Well, you said those years that they didn't have a banner hanging up, they were probably in the state championship.
They got beat in the state championship.
This is their 12th appearance in the state championship in a row, either in 4A or 6A. They've never not been
in the playoffs. Maybe he's been there every year except his first year, maybe.
I think you're right. I think that's right.
You know, because
they went about a 10-year drought, didn't do very well, and then you can tell exactly by the banners when he took over. You know, within a year or so.
I mean, it's amazing for that small town to be able to do and not have just one program that's dominant in their league. You've got two, and to me, I think you have to look at what makes that happen in that small community, and. I'm just being honest here. I think one of those things is when you have an open enrollment, it kind of allows you to have that.
Let's not
have
fool
that
anybody. That's true.
I mean, I think
if it wasn't true, they wouldn't have looked at it. The TSSAA would not have examined that a school's ability to have open enrollment.
To me, that's a bigger challenge for the TSSAA than the public-private split. Because
public's real easy.
There's public
and there's private.
But here,
that's
here,
good, Steve. I like that. Yeah.
But here are
spelled different.
They're different by 1.8.
Start with a P.
They've even put it to math. They're different by 1.8. So what's the equation for open enrollment? Somebody that's really good in math could probably figure that out for me. But that is, you're right. It's a bigger problem for them.
I mean, I think it's a challenge because what if Rutherford County was open enrollment? You know, if they were allowed to do that. You know, I think something similar that's happened up there would happen here.
It would.
But it's...
It makes you wonder how many teams would be really good.
Exactly.
They all wouldn't go to that one school, but you'd have two, I would say, that would be right there.
Well, it's open enrollment, but you can come from outside the county
understand.
Uh-huh.
And you can pay... It's not a tuition now, but it's you pay a county fee in order to go. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the schools... let's see... You've got William Blount, right?
Right.
It's a county school.
Where do they fit into that equation?
Heritage are two county schools.
Yeah.
I don't think kids are leaving the city schools to go to those schools. So, I don't know.
Yeah, then that's why it's kind of a struggle for William Blount, you know. You know.
It is.
Because if you're up there facing it, that could probably be the worst thing, you know, happen.
Look at the challenge that Philip Shadowins has. You know, with William Blount, in Maryville,
and it won't be stopped. But if he could slow it down a little bit, you know what I mean? Slow some of those kids down that are typically leaving. And
well, we had one fan that said the toughest game they had faced up until they started facing Rutherford County was Alcoa. That was their toughest.
And that was their closest game this year. Yeah, was it 7 points? Yeah. I believe
they could be in the Division Three open enrollment league. Alco and Maryville play each other. I mean, we can create it right now. Get your paper out. Get your pen out. We can go through them. But the, regardless of that, they got a good football team.
They do.
They got a really good football
and
team.
And now that leaves our boy Will Hester and Ravenwood.
Yep.
Had I mean, that game was as tight as it could possibly be.
He had it last year.
Yeah.
And again, just fate seems to fall in Maryville's lap.
Yeah. Mm. And what are his chances this year, Clark? I mean, I would think that they are
I felt that Ravenwood had a better team last year than what he's got come back this year, but you never know how the ball bounces.
Well, I went over there Friday night, and they have a phenomenal defense. They go to the football. They shut Whitehaven down.
Yeah.
I mean,
not
I don't know what the
do.
Stats were, but I'm telling you, watching the ball game, they shut them down. And they moved the ball against Whitehaven. They can throw the ball, and they can run the ball. They got a good football team. But – man, I'd go with Maryville just because.
Yeah, if you were throwing it out there, who you're going to go with, you'd go with Maryville, wouldn't you?
Yeah, prove me wrong 1 year, Maryville. Yeah.
Well, last year, that was the big start that they had. Yeah. Ravenwood had a huge start. Maryville made a few
Everything
mistakes.
Everything looked easy, didn't it?
It sure did. Yeah. And then it became increasingly difficult. And you could kind of tell that there was too much time on the clock for Maryville, if you were a Ravenwood fan. Too much clock, too much time for them to make some changes. And they came out in the second half, and they imposed their will where Ravenwood had in the first half.
Yeah, and it was a high-scoring ball game.
Yeah, it was. And, I think in a high-scoring ball game, you got to be careful. Oakland was able to hold them to 26 points and really 20 throughout the bulk of the game. And to me, that's what it would have taken for one of our teams to beat Maryville. Oakland Blackman. I mean, if it's in the 40s, I don't think anybody from here would have beaten them.
No.
Well, I look at stats. You know, I do the stats during the game, and it's so odd. It's like 170 yards passing for Maryville in the first half, 12 yards running. Mm-hmm. Second half, 170 yards running, 20 yards, 15, 20 yards passing. That's Maryville. I mean, they mix it up. You never know what they're going to do. I felt they wore Oakland down just a little in the late part of the game, which they were out there. The defense was out there a lot, and you got to credit Maryville's defense. They were pretty good too. They stopped them when they had to, and if you can stop them in the red zone, I guess you're bending, but you're not breaking. So that was huge. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more. I think we're still going to talk about high school football. Of course we will. Steve Luger's here. So we'll be back with more. We are going to talk about David Price, though. He's a rich man, Mr. David Price, our old Murfreesboro boy.
One day.
They need to say he's from Murfreesboro, not Nashville. They do that all the time.
Yeah. Why would they even do that?
Let's talk about that, too.
He's a rock.
We're
a rocket.
We're mad tonight. We'll be back.
He's from Black.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even same-day service in most cases.
Call today at 890-1311.
They offer complete duct cleaning services and free estimates on a new system featuring Heil, Rood, and GMC products.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
I'll tell you, I've had some really bad experiences buying vehicles. That is, until I visited Jimmy Evans at Evans Auto Exchange. This is Brian Barrett, and I couldn't be happier with my Toyota van. I needed a larger vehicle to transport my family, and Jimmy showed me several options. I kicked the tires, took it for a spin, checked it out bumper to bumper. They treated me right and helped me find the perfect fit. I can truly say they do it right. Visit my friends at Evans Auto Exchange on Broad in the old Neil Sandler building, or check out their website, evansautoexchange.com.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. People are really intent on something that's going to last a long time.
On our VCT commercial lines, we do Mannington and Armstrong, and we do that with a lot of hospitals, schools, any kind of commercial type building, and then we also have lots of commercial carpets that are very durable and specified only for commercial settings.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
Here's your hot and ready pizza.
Wow, this is a lot less frustrating than ordering pizza online.
The cheese is melty and the crust is crunchy. This combo's hot and ready for you, just trust me. Get four slices of deep, deep dish, plus one soda for just $5.
$5.
Hot and ready to go.
Pizza.
Little Caesars in the Borough on Memorial, South Rutherford and Franklin Road.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. From the plan, design to build, we know that your biggest investment is your home. At Steve Martin Construction, we'll spend as much time as needed to ensure your custom design home is exactly what you need and want. Give me a call at 904-9639 and see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I can guarantee every detail will exceed your expectation. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro. We're on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club. Midas is known for mufflers and exhausts, and we do it like no one else.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro, where we also do brakes, tires, oil changes, alignments, diagnostics.
If it's a problem for you, then we can solve it.
There's no car or truck problem we can't solve to get you back safely on the road.
Midas of Murfreesboro.
We're on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment, the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we help you heal.
Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Teams. On FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, streaming worldwide at WGNSradio.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
Hey, welcome back. Brian Barrett, John Dingens, Clark Blair, and our comedian of the night, Steve Luker. Glad to have him as well. And our final night, don't get me started, though. I'll start maybe tearing up. But,
he had you in stitches a minute ago.
Yeah, he did. He definitely did. He got right
hanging
to the point.
Hanging by a thread.
Got right to the point, didn't he? Oh, man. He was really sticking it to me. Okay, anyway. What were we talking about? Okay, we're talking about football, and we're talking about the Ravenwood and Maryville tonight. And you're going to be there on Saturday, too.
I'll be there.
Tomorrow.
Yep.
And that's kind of an annual thing you do with your sons, don't you?
Yep, me and Sam and then one of my buddies from Chapel Hill, who's a volunteer coach for
Where's
years.
The other son? Don't you have an older son?
Well, he's at UT Martin.
Oh, he's not going to come with you? It's an annual event. Father-son annual event.
And Homer. So me and Homer.
Homer.
Sam goes. So, yeah, this will be his last year to be able to go do that. He'll be sick tomorrow, Dr. Justice, just letting you know.
So what happens when he goes to college? You're just going to go, you and Homer will go?
All right. If you like high school football, I mean, and I do, and all of them. Yeah, it's great.
And you'll spend the night or you come back home?
We'll spend the night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Watch all of them. I'd be there tonight if I could. Yeah. I just don't want to pay two nights in a room.
That's my boy Steve right there. Don't pay two nights.
They're playing. We got Brentwood Academy Innsworth. We'll watch when we get off tonight. So.
Yeah. This was supposed to be a down year for the county. Mm-hmm. Especially after the very first week, we heard a lot of those rumblings. I think a lot of people didn't know really what to expect. I thought it turned out to be a heck of a football season for our local teams.
I think it's a successful year. Yeah, we had a lot of good football. I mean, and competitive, teams competitive, mm-hmm. and you weren't really sure, except for Clark, of course, knowing who was going to win every Friday night.
Well, I thought what brought a little more, too, is that Laverne and Stewart's Creek were having pretty good years, and mm-hmm. they kind of added a little more flavor to it. I really enjoyed following them and hoping that they would do pretty well. It didn't kind of work out that way, but they'll be back, and Stewart's Creek still young. And
think about the kickoff, the classic, at the beginning of the year. I mean, that was a great way to start that off. Of course, now they're looking for teams to play. But, you know, it was a big event. It was talked about, and people were excited about it. Weather wasn't great that night, but we had a good crowd. And, I mean, that built some excitement. So and start it off again like that next year.
Yeah, second annual, I guess. Yeah. No, it's never a first annual. It's a first ever and then a second annual.
That's
It'll be nice to kick off the season with that, and that's going to be a special thing I hope will go on for many years. But one thing I was surprised about, because nobody really knew how the 6A playoffs were going to hash out. Mm-hmm. Are there flaws with the system? I think so. There are going to be flaws with any system. I definitely think fans, coaches, all seem to like it better than the Z plan.
And probably the best teams are in the state championship. You know,
sure.
So the ultimate, how did it end up when it was all said and done? It probably ended up the way it was supposed to. You know, Maryville was supposed to beat all of us, I guess. You know, they proved that they're the best up to this point. So Ravenwood beat everybody on the other side.
Now the East has been over the years has been the toughest side of the bracket. But you know, I think a great story in there was Siegel going in and winning a game in the playoffs. You know, with the tough season that they had and getting in there, I think that allows your districts to really show that, Rutherford County is a overall very competitive district. I think we were able to prove that here, 7AAA.
What game, looking back, were y'all most surprised at? Winners, losers? What?
I really thought one of the surprises was the Smyrna-Oakland game. I thought Smyrna played extremely well in that game. And
playoff game.
Yeah. Oakland really had to earn it. And I don't think it surprised Kevin Creasy at all. Mm-hmm. I think he knew they were in for a fight. And they really put it out there. And that really surprised me, the strength of Smyrna, because I think sometimes they get overlooked a little bit. Mm-hmm. But they've got some players.
At the beginning of the year, we were talking about them, how they we felt like they would be one of the most improved teams.
Yeah, a sleeper kind of thing.
Sleeper team.
That pulled it off.
I really thought Blackman's win over Smyrna was big, because that set Blackman ahead of them.
Yep.
You know, and as long as Blackman continued to win out, they would hold that number two spot.
Mm-hmm. Well, the standout game for me of all times was Blackman McCauley when they score with a minute to go. I mean that was a tremendous game to watch. I mean,
that might have been the most exciting game.
Yeah. And
most unpredicted type game to go into that, with Blackman leading by 14 with what, minutes to go.
I'm not sure that didn't turn their season around in some ways. Yeah. I mean, it got that first five games. It made that first five games look a whole lot better, didn't it?
It did.
After that game, because it could have been a rough go, and David Watson pulled that off. That was a great game. I want to talk a little bit. Let's take a break. I know it's a little early for a break, but let's take another one, because I want to talk about something before we go to Pigskin Picks. Is that all right?
We're
talking about the future. We're going to talk about the future next year, okay? Y'all think about it, yeah. David Price making $84,000 a day. I tell you what, I know the kid well-deserved. Don't have any regrets about that at all. Hey, we'll be back. I just want to get that baseball thing in there.
Of course.
Yeah, we'll be back. Stay with us.
Sir Pizza.
Sir Pizza spokesman Dalton Barrett here with my BPF. Best pizza friend, Heather, and her parents just don't get us.
They just don't understand how good it is. A special blend of cheese, the sauce, the crunchiness.
The dough, the ingredients, the square slices. Heather, that's why we'll always be BPFs. See you at Sir Pizza on East Main, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
We're at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard, talking with Stacy Potts Orphis. And if it's on, under, or inside of a vehicle, they can work on it.
We do anything from small engine repairs to installing engines and transmissions. Still even just your simple everyday things like oil changes, brakes, all suspension work, anything related to drivability concerns, emissions testing.
Plus tires and alignment at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard near the County School Board Office.
867-6622.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
A lot of people think that they have to go to the yearbook photographer for their real senior portraits, and you don't.
Alan Loveless has been capturing images of seniors for over 30 years.
You have to go just to get your picture made for the yearbook. And then when you want something nice, where you want to be treated special, and you want lots of beautiful choices, then you can come see us at Loveless.
They're your senior portraits, and you don't have to share your session time with dozens of others. Call 890-1558. Loveless Fine Photography.
If you need concrete work done, who would I call? Dan France Concrete. Here's why. He's local. He attended Walter Hill Elementary, Oakland, and MTSU. He served our community as a school resource officer for 9 years, and he's involved in the community.
This is Dan with Dan France Concrete, wishing all Rutherford County student athletes a great season. Study hard, play harder, and be safe.
Dan France Concrete is a licensed and insured residential and commercial concrete construction contractor serving Middle Tennessee. Check out danfranceconcrete.com online to see some of their work.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even same-day service in most cases.
Call today at 890-1311.
They offer complete duct cleaning services and free estimates on a new system featuring Heil, Rood, and GMC products.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
The time is now. Bob Watts Auction. The time is now.
Online land auction in Morrison, Tennessee. This online auction includes 3.45 acres, which will be offered in two tracks, again in Morrison, Tennessee. For more information or to bid online, just go to bobparksauction.com. The auction will be online Tuesday, December the 1st. Again, that's Tuesday, December the 1st, online auction only at bobparksauction.com.
Bob Watts Auction.
Get in the Blue Raider spirit with new gear from Raider Tees. Best prices in town on MT clothing and tailgating supplies. Every home game day and Friday before, get a 25% discount on all regularly priced MT gear. Raider Tees is open every Saturday game day until 2 hours before kickoff. Don't pay full price on campus. Save 25% before you go to the game. Smart Blue Raider fans, shop at Raider Tees, just behind Chewy's on Broad Street.
Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, streaming worldwide at WGNSradio.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
Now, I know we're not really experts at predicting the future of these high school football teams. Our segment before we go to Pigskin Picks, our extended time in Pigskin Picks, I want to make sure that we have extended time. I have some issues, but I want to express to the commissioner. But doesn't mean I want him to gone. I think this is a way we throw out your complaints and things like that. And if he's a real man,
be sure to write them down.
If he's a real man, he'll listen to me. But anyway, he walked off right then. Anyway, you look at the teams. We got Blackman. Let's start with Blackman. They've got some holes to fill next year a little bit. Miller's graduating, yep. And. And you probably know Blackman as well as anybody. Tell us how you feel they're going to – I still think they've got a lot of players, and I think they're going to be fine, but they'll have to find a replacement at QB.
They will, and I don't know who that will be. They got a couple of kids that can fill in, but every year in this county, they're having to fill big holes because you've almost got senior-dominated type teams
you do.
Playing. And then you have a few that are, some exceptional juniors that will play a lot. So
Blackman Middle had a great season.
They did, but not all those kids go to Blackman High School.
Yeah, well, that's true.
So it depends on where they live at.
Yeah.
We have an open zone coming to Blackman, maybe. We could, make sure they get there.
And you've got Oakland, who they seem to have some guys coming back, Brian.
Well, a lot of their guys are younger. I mean, you look – you've got some of the big names coming back. Jacoby Stevens kind of comes to mind, and a lot of those guys. Mm-hmm. So, to me, they're going to have the meat of their kids coming back and skill players. And
they've got like five or six
Matthews,
that are still going to be leading that ball club a little bit too.
Well, I never felt their offense really got going. And another year, spring practice with Creasy, I think offensively they'll be better next
quarterback
year.
Will be the same. I mean, it should be another year or so. And Clark Riverdale,
which we talked, first of the year, Riverdale was who they thought could possibly come out and rise to the top, but they just never seemed to pull it together.
They played inconsistent, I think, and they played in streaks. They won two or three games, and they'd lose a couple, then they'd win two or three, and kind of that way. And they had a few injuries. The running back losing Young at the very beginning of the season in the
Jamboree.
Yeah,
yep. I think not a really, great way to start.
Yeah, that was rough on them. So. But they've got some people coming back, but they've got question marks. I guess everybody's got question marks as you go in.
There are, and then you don't really know. There are a bunch of unproven kids that are probably pretty good players, just hadn't got on the field because there's better people in front of them.
For that matter, you got Casey Perkins coming back for Smyrna and John Turner. So
I was just looking at Oakland because it kind of sparked my interest. Zaris Patterson is a junior this year. Wayne Moton, Caleb Oliver is a junior. Jacoby Stevens is a junior. They will lose Ty Nix being a senior, but Brendan Matthews is just a junior, so they'll have a starting quarterback as a senior coming back. So, I mean, you look up and down, Jackson Cawthorn, he was a beast on defense,
yeah.
You know, this year. He's coming back and, you know, as just a junior. So, I think they've got a lot of the keys that you will need coming back next year with some underclassmen. That's the biggest thing. You don't know the underclassmen and who's...
And really how much they've played, and they have played.
Right.
You know, a lot of these teams have, though juniors, I know... David does, and Philip used to.
Yep.
They play sophomores and juniors and get a lot of experience. And you don't think they're getting experience, but they really are.
Yeah.
And I know Riverdale had to go down the pipe a little bit too, and get
which
a
will
few.
Help them for next year. It just hurt this year with, like you said, the inconsistencies.
Yeah, yeah. And I think a big key is if you've got a returning quarterback, that helps a lot. I mean, you know, Miller didn't have a lot of experience, but he did have experience down there, and that helped a lot.
Yeah, he'd been back there before. Well, he had game experience.
And
he's
a smooth customer anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, Miller's a smart kid. Yeah.
I'm sure basketball coaches loving having him because, I mean, he's just a fluid type player. He can play.
Well, we could talk about basketball, but we're not allowed with you on the show, are we? I mean, we'll do that.
Did that start already?
We'll do that Saturday. So,
we haven't even mentioned Eagle either. So, I mean, they've got a lot of kids coming back. New coach. So
yeah.
That would be an interesting little thing to start of the year next year.
And they had 29 freshmen.
Right.
And a freshman quarterback that threw for
I mean,
1,500 yards maybe or
it was the most in the county, wasn't it?
Yeah. And so they look pretty bright too over there. I mean, that's
well, there'll be excitement. There's a new coach,
yeah.
And you know, it's
knowing Floyd, he'll open the offense up a little bit. You know, he'll probably try to do some different things.
He probably will. And I think the rest of their coaching staff staying intact.
Yeah, that's good.
So yeah. There's going to be some, I guess, familiarity with the players. He's not going to have to learn their names anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
I think next year you've got. Siegel will be kind of a question mark. Stewart's Creek, maybe a bit. Laverne's got some big holes to fill, I think, coming off of this year. And, you know, does Riverdale bounce back? They had a lot of younger kids. I think they're going to be pretty solid. A few of those questions about Blackman and Oakland's going to be pretty solid. I mean, it would seem to me just – quick glance across the county.
Well, this county is so big, it's not so difficult. I worry that we get so many high schools that we just keep dwindling the talent pool, and not anybody's fault. We're growing, but you know, having them in those highly populated areas where they're putting high schools, are they going to take away from what used were good football programs because we're splitting the same area consistently?
I don't think there's any question that Riverdale suffered from some of that,
yeah.
Even though they've got 2,000 kids going to that school. You know, some of the areas that were zoned away are Blackman kids,
mm-hmm.
A good football program. I think maybe some of them went.
Stewart's Creek even took
Stewart
a few.
Creek.
So if
Stewart
you build Creek a if you build a Rockville High School, that's some more.
It's in that Riverdale
which will hurt
zone.
Riverdale and Eagleville.
Eagleville, yeah, and I kind of worry.
And Blackman and Stewart's
yeah.
Creek.
I think. Kind of worry about
shift.
Eagleville,
they'll
you know, because
yeah.
That's going to be right down the road, basically.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
so.
When you start taking away, I mean, in a program like Eagleville with their numbers, you take away two or three really talented players, that hurts you. I mean, tremendously.
And again, we're not saying that we need high schools. I'm not. We're
sure.
All for that, and those areas need need relief.
Yeah.
You know, Blackman needs relief. But at the same time, you can't help but wonder how that affects football. It's a kind of a different animal when you talk about.
Well, I think if you look at Metro, what as far as in Davidson County,
good
that's
point.
What's happened to them. I mean, I see Pearl Cone's playing this weekend, but, you know, they're not a
they used to be dominant, but not the last several years. McGavick was another one that was, you know, big, and
Overton.
And so it's a different animal now, you know. So yeah, we're kind of like, I will tell you what, I was coming to the show tonight, and I was going down 99 from my house, and the line of traffic on Salem Highway going the other way out from town. So I turned right on Middle Tennessee Boulevard. The line of traffic from Middle Tennessee Boulevard went all the way to the Shelbyville Highway and past where the railroad tracks are. Lined traffic solid. And it reminded me of going to the LEAD conference in Nashville in the mornings. I mean, that's how the traffic has gotten here in this town.
But you have to look. Williamson County's kind of in the same boat, and they've had some really good football teams this last year. It was, you know, you've got Independence, you've got Ravenwood, you've got Centennial. I mean, they were all really, really good football teams. Brentwood has been there before. So, I think you look at that, and they're closer to where we are, but does the same thing happen to them? You know, these bigger metro areas, if all places are diluted a bit, then that should level the playing
except
field.
Except Maryville.
Well,
but what you're seeing is...
Then you'll see that it's not a level playing field.
It's changed now we've got a lot of... We used to not have middle school football, which we've got now, and we used to never have all the junior pros that we have now. So, I mean, kids starting early, playing, learning the game, learning the fundamentals.
Plus, you're gaining people from out of county because this is the place to live. It's a great place to live. So, everybody, you know, you get more people that way.
But when it was Riverdale, Oakland, I remember Coach Rankin, speaking of Coach Rankin this weekend, him coming out Christiana, and our kids had no clue what basically football was.
Right.
But talking to them about starting as a freshman, lift some weights, boys, give you a couple years, and you might get to play. And our kids were excited about the opportunity to learn how to play football.
Yeah.
Now, if you wait till ninth grade, you won't be playing at all.
No.
I can remember, and this is not that long ago, Rod Edwards and I going to a meeting for Laverne where we were going to form a football team at Roy Waldron and with Cedar Grove and Rock Springs, and we were going to try to form a football team for Laverne to give them a middle school. Now, that's 15 years ago, 16. I mean, that's not that long ago, you know, when you think about it. And, boy, times have changed in those 15 or 16 years. We got to take a break. When we come back, it's Pigskin Picks. We crown a new champion. That's all I'm going to say.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
I'm not that excited. I lost.
This is Krista Dugosh, owner of Fleet Feet Sports Murfreesboro. We can't wait to meet your feet, whether you're a walker, a runner, a gym rat, or a weekend warrior. Fleet Feet Sports Murfreesboro has all the gear you need to meet your fitness goals. But we're more than just a shoe store. You can count on us for training programs, professional fittings, and educational events. Fleet Feet Sports Murfreesboro, located at the corner of North Thompson Lane and Medical Center Parkway, next door to Carrabba's, or at fleetfeetmurfreesboro.com.
You'll find a wide selection of jewelry and gifts at J. Mullins Jewelry.
If you want to have something custom made, I can do it. If you want to have Aunt Sally's ring remade into a pendant, I can do it.
We're talking with Jeff Mullins of J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts on West Northfield Boulevard.
The same quality jewelry and gifts and care you've trusted for years.
J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts. Inspired by you. On West Northfield Boulevard in the shopping center behind Capital Bank.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Training for eternity.
Our coaches, our faculty, our staff, the parents involved. It's just a great community.
MTCS President Dr. Phil Ellenberg.
We just want to try to do things the way Jesus grew. The Bible says Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. We want our students to grow in wisdom, academics, stature, athletically, fine arts, extracurriculars, favor with man, serving the community, serving others, and in favor with God, just learning what He wants them to do in their lives.
MTCS.
From dings and dents to full body work, Bowen's Body Shop has been trusted by Rutherford Countyans for over three decades.
Let Jeff and Kyle Bowen put their years of experience to work for you. They have a large paint and body shop at 459 Middle Tennessee Boulevard with all their work done on site. If you have a fender bender or even worse, Bowen's Body Shop is the place to call. 896-0008. Family owned and operated. That's Bowen's Body Shop. 896-0008.
Since 1998, Jones Media has been recognized as one of the preeminent full-service marketing, advertising, and design agencies serving solely a Middle Tennessee client base. Don Jones, owner of Jones Media, has over 30 years of marketing and creative experience. Our foundation is in the fundamentals of communication strategies. Jones Media is known for building and positioning brands while maximizing the exposure for our clients. For more information, go to jonesmedia.info.
Many Murfreesboro residents may not realize that Murfreesboro Electric Department's history goes back to 1939, when the city's people pulled together to form their own electric utility as part of the New Deal and the creation of the TVA. This is Amy Byers with Murfreesboro Electric Department. Back then, just 14 employees worked to bring our beautiful city into the electric era. Murfreesboro Electric Department, our hometown power, serving the citizens of Murfreesboro for over a quarter of a century.
In Rutherford County, when you think donuts, you think of Donut Country. They've been a staple for years. Donut Country on Memorial Boulevard, down from the U-Haul, and on Middle Tennessee Boulevard near the Old Roses Shopping Center. Donut Country has the best, sweetest donuts that you'll ever eat. Trust me on this. If you haven't had one, you're missing out on a Rutherford County treat. Donut Country, fueling the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. Try them for lunch or dinner. They even have great sandwiches as well. Donut Country.
Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, streaming worldwide at WGNSradio.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
You know, I think I'm going to be sick.
You asked for it.
King Clark is the pigskin pick winner. Brian, why don't you give us the review of how he just pulled that off?
I think I will, John. If I can compose myself. Scott saved the queen, by the way.
Yeah.
Clark, by one lone game, 105-29. John, oh so close.
I could have been a repeater.
There, and it was really one probably 3 weeks ago.
Well, I'm going to explain that. I was during my illness.
It was under the
heavily medicated. And had to make picks. Nobody reminded me about picks. I'm on my deathbed, and nothing comes from the commissioner about me. You know, yeah, you need to get your picks in. So I go, okay, I think Samantha, just write them down for me, okay, honey, because I'm not able to move my right hand. So I got them in though on time, but I think it affected the quality of my picks.
Man,
no, I don't want to take anything away from King Clark, though. I don't.
Just man up.
Well, I've heard that one before.
Let's see.
Well, are you not going to finish? You're going to finish the rest of the standings?
Okay. I am. Here are the rest of the standings. Clark wins this year by a game. Really, 3 weeks ago is where the difference was made. John, you finished one game back at 104-30. Which best your record of last year of 99-19.
And I was on a slower pace this year. That's weird. That's weird, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't think I'd make that.
Steve, you finished at 103-31, one game back of John. That one game was the difference was the 2 weeks ago in the quarterfinals of the playoffs. And I finished at 96-38.
You got off to a slow start.
Maybe, yeah.
I mean, you never did quite get over the hump, you know?
I'm contemplating a change in the organization from the top up.
You know where I think really Clark won it? This is my
opinion. Austin P. pick.
I know it was three weeks. I know 3 weeks ago I didn't do very well, but the week he went 12-0, and went out there on a limb,
made some limb chances, and
I must say I must congratulate you myself on that. Just that one, if that 1 week alone was a master stroke. I mean, it was awesome.
It was one. I mean, we needed to record that. That wasn't on the podcast. Oh, no. But if you could get that, just read, you know. We could save that for.
But what about?
But I think we're to blame a little bit because I think we played like we were
already there.
Yeah, not gonna be touched, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
And I think we lost a little focus
with our lead.
Yeah. We put in a second stringer a couple of weeks,
rested a couple of people.
Yeah, and thought for the stretch. Well, Clark never looked back. I mean, he just kept pushing,
kept a foot on the gas.
Yeah.
Well, we do have to present to Clark. A certificate, Pigskin Picks champion this year, certifying that Clark Blair is the 2015 champion.
With a frame.
Of Pigskin Picks. He is 105-29 on the year. So, congratulations to you, Clark.
Thank you. Is this where I give my acceptance speech?
Yes, go ahead. Oh, he's got it written
First of all, I want to get it unraveled here. Thank my lovely wife and son for criticizing my picks early on and getting me refocused. Congratulations to the committee
for
always keeping me, you know, it's going to be a tough game. It's a tough pick, you know, it's keeping the worry, you know, I had to stay focused. So I appreciate that. But let me give a shout out, if you don't mind. Speaking of winners, Oakland High School recognized two of my favorite fellas the other night at the basketball game. You cannot beat Ben Cates and Coach Randy King. They are definitely Hall of Famers. So when you think of winning, those are two guys in my life that I really appreciate and think of as winners.
And I have to add Dickie Thomas to that. He was in my era because I got to actually see him play basketball in 65 and that state championship team. So not only a great coach, a great player, and well-deserved. That was a really great ceremony, and it was awesome. A couple of players, Fred Batten, Alice Lawrence was there. There were a lot of players that are going to be recognized. I know a lot of boy stars. Alan Swader was there. I'm sure he's going to be probably next in line or within the next year or two. So it was a great evening down there.
It really was. Is that all?
And a doubleheader victory for the Patriots as well.
Is that your speech?
That was it. I had to aggravate my family.
Well, congratulations to you.
But committed no crime.
You know, you got to get the hook.
I'm kind of speechless. I had this rant that I was going to go about the commissioner, but I just don't have the heart. That speech was so touching. I don't have the heart to say it.
You don't?
You have anything about the commissioner?
Hold up here. I'm drying tears.
Yeah, here we go. This is for Clark.
Let me listen to it.
I think that's enough. Great, yeah. Clark, I do want to say, though, that I do have one bone to pick. This is mine from last year. I had to ask for it, and I didn't get a frame. But I did get one tonight. Thank you, Brian, for doing that for me.
Mm. Wasn't in the budget last year. He had a dollar budget for the dollar frame down the street.
The Dollar Tree.
I guarantee you that will be hanging up at McFadden in the office by 8:30 in the morning.
Oh, it definitely will.
Yeah, I understand.
Well, I did try to put
a picture of it sent to us.
Here it is.
I know it's coming. You might as well.
Ask and you shall receive.
You got anything you want to add now to the show tonight, Brian? We've got basketball tomorrow night.
I was just preparing myself for the commissioner clash or whatever.
I decided not to.
Like to thank the commissioner for keeping up with all. It's a lot of work. I appreciate
underpaid.
You two are you still got a pick, fellas. I mean, you know, it's not going to help you. Okay. We've got basketball tomorrow night. The Prentice also being here, coach's corner in on Saturday morning. It's girls week starting at 8 o'clock here on News Radio WGNS. I want to thank Steve Luker. What a great year.
Fun year.
Since you've gone to middle school, we don't get to see you as much, and this is kind of the way we get back together. And Clark Blair for helping out this year, and next year I hope you can come return. We've had a great year, and the pay will be the same.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Pretty much what we expected. We won't get the $217 million contract.
You might get a new. You might get a new cap or something.
84 cents a day.
Yeah, you might get. Yeah.
Oh no. That's way too high. No.
We'll have to negotiate that.
IDST's does make some really nice hats, and they're one of our sponsors. And,
they are.
You know, Brian, come on. You know, let's work on that.
Throw it out there. Maybe a coat, maybe a jacket.
That's where this hat came from, and man, it is a nice khaki, fits well. They made this hat.
Sure.
Hey,
does.
I've got one. I should have brought you. You would have liked it. I've got a brand new one. It's a Realtree. It's camouflage. You would have liked it.
Oh yeah, I'm into that. Yeah,
I'll get that to you.
I'd like to have a camouflage too, Brian.
Well, we have other
big
issues
head,
with your
big
head.
Head. Yeah,
that's,
big head.
That's
camouflage
the issue
hat.
We have with you. Sorry.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to about do it for us. Next week, we've got a trivia show coming up next Thursday. Rod Edwards will be joining us, football analyst. If he's listening, he'll be impressed with that. Football analyst, he'll be here with us, and we'll be giving away some pizzas. Wherever you are, tune in. If you know no, you can't. They're employees. No, they're not. They're unofficial. No, they're not. They can win.
No. Unless they get paid 84 cents again.
Caps don't count.
No.
Caps and a Coca-Cola. Okay.
Trivia choir concert.
Yeah.
I might could squeeze in a
you know,
question or
kinda,
two.
Kind of go by the office for a second, check things out, and we'll be on the air. And I know you guys will be ready for it.
All right.
Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, it was fun.
Have a good Christmas, by the way. You're supposed to say, okay, thanks.
Oh, yeah, you have one, too.
Yeah, thanks.
I'll see you next week, so it won't matter.
Yeah, I know. Okay, that's it for IDST's Primetime Sports. We'll see you next week, and have a safe one.